Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single daily Lirnishmas of Imoria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, and of course Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We start Melachim Beis today, and in this first parak, we find ourselves in the situation where Am Yisrael winds up going ahead and becoming subjected to Moab under after the death of Ahav. It wasn't just that Ahaziah went ahead and rebelled, but even Yehoram, his brother, and the other kings afterwards went ahead as well. And here, we're going to learn that Ahaziah is going to go ahead and be punished. Mida kenegin mida, he rebelled in front of Hashem, so too Moab, which was under the Jewish people, was also going to rebel against him. So Ahaziah also undergoes a personal tragedy. He winds up falling through a aliyah, through a hole. He had a upstairs, downstairs in Shomron, and he falls through, and he takes on a personal injury, and he winds up becoming very ill. So and when you get ill, you gotta either you go to the doctor, but you also want to make sure you daven too, and seek out the advice of the Word of God. So what does he do? He goes ahead and he sends messengers to go ahead and check out Baal Zvuv Elohei Ekron, and he wants to know if he's going to get well or not. Where does he? Why does he go ahead and do so? He does so because he wants to check out this Avodah Zarah. There are Mefarshim who point out that Baal Zvuv came about because when Bas Paro, the mother of the wife of Shlomo HaMelech, when she wanted to make an Avodah Zarah, she asked Shlomo HaMelech for something to make it to Avodah Zarah, and he saw a fly on his garment. He says, "Here, jokingly, why don't you use this fly?" And so she takes the fly, and she made the Avodah Zarah. That becomes Baal Zvuv Elohei Ekron. But the issue is here that Ahaziah should not have gotten involved over here with Avodah Zarah. He should have asked Hashem. So the Malach comes to Eliyahu Navi, and he says, go greet the messengers of the king of Shomron, of Ahaziah, and ask them, what's going on over here? Why are you going to the Avodah Zarah? Hashem says, because you went to the Avodah Zarah, I just want you to know, you're not getting off this bed, you're going to die. So the Malachim says, okay, we don't have to go anymore. Right? When they go back to Ahaziah and they tell him what just happened. So Ahaziah says, wait, they say to Ahaziah, what happened? And they said, well, so this guy came up to us and he told us, go back home. And you should have gone to God. Instead, you went to Baal Zvuv. You're not going to make it. So Ahaziah says, wait a minute, who is that guy who said this? So they told him he was a guy who had very long hair. We're going to see that that's going to be one of the differences between Eliyahu and Navi. And the next Navi, we're going to meet his student Elisha, who, by the way, was bald, right? And he was wearing an Azor or he was wearing an Azor special type of garment, which, by the way, according to Chazal, was one of the things, according to the Medrash, that was created on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. And they said, aha, so Ahaziah said, that's Eliyahu and Navi. Uh-oh. So he says, bring him to me. So he sends a legion with 50 soldiers and a officer, and they go up and they find Eliyahu sitting on top of the mountain. And so they say to him, Ish Elohim, the Melech commands that you come down. So they call him an Ish Elohim, and some of the Mefarshim, Rabag, if I'm not mistaken, among others, come around and they say, Ish Elohim means that it's a contraction of two phrases, the Musar and the Vim quotes. They says, you know, you're godlike, but at the same time, you still have the human frailties. And he says, come down. So Eliyahu says to the Sar Hamishim, look, if I'm an Ish Elohim, let a fire come down from Shemayim and consume you. And the fire came down from Shemayim, and it consumed all 51 people. So what happens? Ahaziah sends another 51 people, and the 50 soldiers together with the one leader. And the one leader says, Ish Elohim ko amar ha-melech mehira reida. The king declares, come down fast. And again, Eliyahu HaNavi says, let a fire come down and consume you. And it did. So Ahaziah still hasn't picked up on the issue that there's a certain insolence that's being utilized over here. Maybe you need to try a different approach. So he sends a third group. And this group who includes a Sarah Hamishim, who, according to some of the Mefarshim, may actually have been somebody who actually was a Yirei Hashem. So what happens is the officer gets down on his knees, and he calls out to him. He says, please think about my life and the life of these 50 people. He says, we know that the fire came down and consumed 102 people that had come first. But please show some mercy on my life. He says, so Malach comes to Elio and he says, go down, don't be afraid. And so the Elio Hanabi comes down and he goes to see Ahaziah. And he says, Ko Amar Hashem, because you sent messengers to Baal Zvuv without checking with God, right? You shouldn't have checked with Baal Zvuv. You should have checked with me. And so that's why you're stuck in bed with an injury. You're not coming down. You're going to die. And he died. Ahaziah died. Right, and that's the way it went. And Yehoram took over. Why does Yehoram take over? Because Ahaziah had nobody left in his family, and so Yehoram, who was his, who was the brother of Ahab, took over. And the second year of Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat, right? And that's the end of the story. The rest of the history of Ahaziah is written in Sefer Divrei Hayamim leMalchei Yisrael. Rabbi Jachter points out over here that it's always interesting to note that when Jewish the kings take over, it's all, God is an Erech Apayim, and he shows a certain mercy for the first king who takes over in a family. But when it's the son of the first king who takes over, so God does not show the same Erech Apayim in this world. And so therefore, their reigns always last about 2 years. So you have Ahav, and then you have Ahaziah. But Ahaziah's reign is a grand total of 2 years. He doesn't wind up with a long reign because he continued in the path, and he winds up not getting into not getting into a long reign. At the same time, Ahav is listed among those who don't get a chilek in Olam Haba, but we don't see it in Ahaziah. Why? Because God understands that he is what we call Tinok Shanishba, a very exciting insight from Rabbi Jachter in his Sefer on Malachim as well. This is Perek Aleph of Malachim Beis, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we are going to see and learn a tremendous amount about Elio Hanavi and the way he went up to Shamayim, and on the other side, what happens to his replacement to Elisha. We'll stop here. Have a great day.